You will hear a guide giving visitors to a country house information about the house and gardens.
First, you have some time to look at questions.
As you listen, answer the questions.
Now, please look at the map I've given you of the house and gardens. We're here at the information centre. Follow the path marked with the arrow, and the first area you come to is the orchard on your left. As you go further down the path, there's the kitchen garden on the right. And as you go round the first sharp corner, you will find to your left an area where different types of pear tree have been planted, as well as some lovely flowers. And this is known as Pear Alley, designed by George himself. Next to this is the greenhouse, where some exotic plants and fruits are grown. Follow the path round the second corner, and on your right you will see the entrance to the Mulberry Garden with its 500-year-old tree. Past the Mulberry Garden, follow the path until you reach the front of the house. I suggest you spend a good hour wandering around this lovely building. A guide takes visitor groups round every 2 hours. If you would like to purchase any of George's books or other souvenirs, then leave the house by the side entrance, where you will find our shop, which is situated between the house and the garage, which contains the magnificent old Rolls-Royce car, which used to belong to George. I expect by this time you may also be in need of a rest and some refreshment. Most visitors are. So why don't you visit the tea room on the far side of the garage?